Back now with the Constitution and Culture in Focus, Professor William Wagner from Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. And Professor, I see it every day, so do you. It is the turning of men into women, women into men, this battle over gender identity and all of this, trying to incorporate gender identity into like Title IX and other things. It just doesn't fit, does it?
Well, it certainly doesn't, and especially causes a lot of problems in education. And the gender games in education are just becoming outrageous. Four games into a tournament, the Mid-Vermont Christian School, they had a girls basketball team. You know, they're four games into this tournament, and they're forced to forfeit a tournament when the woke gender police, you know, tried to force them to unfairly compete against a biological male player who was identifying as a female. And so for safety and fairness reasons, they didn't compete. And right. they had to end up forfeiting the whole tournament. And so here's the question that most people have,
Professor. I've got to put out, Title IX was created in the 1970s to protect women and women's sports. How does any of this do any of that?
It is in complete conflict with it. In fact, what you've got going is you've got a collision of worldviews clashing with, you know, and they're clashing even on the left here. And here, these are the kind of policies where people are using the force of public policy to force acceptance of a secular political agenda, and along the way, you know, forcing people of faith to surrender their religious conscience. You know, and we've got a case at the Great Lakes Justice Center where we're going to the U.S. Supreme Court right now, supporting a college of the Ozarks that has been. They're taking a case to the Supreme Court where HUD illegally, without any legal basis of doing so, you know, refused to follow the notice comments in the law, refused to allow participation by providing opportunity for people to testify. They've now enacted regs that all Christian colleges, you know, throughout the country must follow with regard to their housing. And again, forcing these colleges to allow men into a woman's dorm living in there, saying that they're man.
To their teachings. Professor William Wagner from the Great Lakes Justice Center and Salt and Light Global. It's one of those cases we will have to watch very closely here as we watch the Constitution and the culture. Thank you, Professor.